This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. There was a tearful ceremony at Baghdad International Airport today before a coffin bearing the body of UN envoy Sergio Vieira de Mello was carried aboard a Brazilian Air Force plane. Meanwhile, emergency workers are still searching the rubble of the bombed-out United Nations headquarters where de Mello and at least 22 others died. Some UN workers, as well as visitors to the compound, remain unaccounted for. 86 seriously wounded employees are being airlifted out of Iraq for medical care abroad. U.S. investigators now suspect the bombing may have been an inside job. NPR's Anne Garrels is in Baghdad. And first, Anne, on what evidence are those suspicions of an inside job based?
Well, Bernard Carrick, the former New York police commissioner who's working to reestablish the Iraqi police force, said many employees and guards at the UN had links to Saddam Hussein's security services. And adding to those suspicions, Carrick said he's got serious questions about the placement and timing of the truck bomb. The bomb exploded directly under UN envoy Sergio Vieira de Mello's third floor office, and it happened just as a high-level official meeting was in progress there. So was this coincidence? Did security staff have advanced knowledge of the meeting? That, said Carrick, is what investigators are following up. And he also said some of the Iraqi personnel at the UN compound had initially refused to cooperate with the investigators, and investigators are also looking into which, if any, any guards did not turn up for work on Tuesday.
Any indication yet of who on the outside may have been behind this bombing?
Well, Carrick said it's still too early to say. And despite his suspicions that people linked to the former regime might be responsible, he said he's positive it was not planned personally by the former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein, who's still at large. He said this is absolutely, in my opinion, in Carrick's opinion, not coming from Saddam, adding this guy's traveling around the country probably in about three or four different locations a day and simply doesn't have the time to sit around and plan these resistance attacks.
And what, if anything, have you seen in the way of changes in security in Baghdad since the bombing at UN headquarters?
Well, there are clearly going to be changes at the future UN headquarters. UN officials have said they're going to beef up security there. They wouldn't, but they're not going to request large numbers of U.S. or allied forces, despite questions about their security in the past. UN officials say they don't want their facilities to look like an armed camp. But the Al Rashid Hotel, where employees of the U.S.-led administration live, is definitely an armed camp. Security's been increased there. Tonight I went through four body checks to get in, and I had to be personally escorted in the end by my host. And once in the lobby, I found it crawling with new security personnel. Everyone's very much on edge. I was told they'd recently found Iraqi civilians with no apparent business there, wandering around, perhaps scouting out the place. And there continue to be security reviews at all organizations all over town.
And how has the bombing affected UN and aid agency operations in Iraq?
From what I hear, quite a bit. The UN has lost a lot of staff through deaths and injuries. It's also reducing those left by a third, at least temporarily. And with that announcement, other independent humanitarian organizations are likely to follow suit. The International Committee for the Red Cross, which had already limited travel because of security concerns, has said some foreign workers are going to be pulled out, and other organizations are considering cutbacks. Most aid organizations aren't forthcoming about details. They're unwilling to speak on the record as to whether they're staying or leaving because they don't want to draw unwanted attention to their staffs. But generally, I'm hearing that increased security concerns are going to have an impact on aid work just when frustration among Iraqis about lack of progress is growing. U.S. officials, in turn, are frustrated. They're trying to get Iraqi officials at this point to take a greater role, explain to their people that these kinds of attacks are simply hurting the future of Iraq. But then, once again, they concede Iraqi officials at this point are scared of attacks. So it's a very difficult situation.
Okay. NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad. Thanks.
Thank you.